And welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And today's topic, I'm not even sure how to title this topic. It's around the idea of using entrepreneurship as a vehicle to improve your life. So I got started back in 2006, and I came online, and here I was, you know, over 15 years ago now, and I didn't know anything about anything. And in fact, I knew less than nothing. So I was at the level of unconscious incompetence. I didn't know what I didn't know. And as I've been thinking about this, and I've been giving this a lot of thought very recently, I thought back to those years that I was teaching full-time. I was a classroom teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District, and I had been doing real estate longer than that. I was already in real estate when I decided to go back to school and get a teaching credential and have that as a career. And for reasons that I've discussed several times before, I decided to stay in real estate instead of giving it up once I became a classroom teacher. So during all those years, I truly loved working with the children and the idea of teaching and everything I was doing. And I was exhausted from loving what I did because of also doing the real estate part-time and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity in a personal life. But at some point, I didn't love the teaching any longer because I changed, the system changed, and it was time for me to make a change. And as I've been thinking back with this, during those years, I wasn't a very interesting person, not to myself or to others. And there were many things that I just let go. And perhaps all of us do this when we have busy lives, busy, you know, things going on with family and friends and the job or the career, whatever it is we're doing. I did very little reading. I did almost no writing. And I just let things get away from me. Self-care was not a term I even was aware of until I came online, that we do things to take care of ourselves. But what I want you to take a close look at is what you're doing in your life right now, whether you're at a job, in a career, you've already started doing something online, perhaps you're an entrepreneur, perhaps you've started a business, and part of it is online, perhaps you're an author. And how are you using the idea of entrepreneurship for personal development and self-improvement? What is it that you're doing? So I'll share a little bit more about my journey with you. I wanted to make a change. Everything had really changed in the school system. We were teaching to test, which is something that teachers never want to have to do. Everything went out the window. I was just sharing with a client yesterday, actually, about how I'm a philatelist. I collect stamps. And we were talking about that because she collects stamps, and I like to send her some from some commemoratives from time to time. They have the new Star Wars one out right now, and also one that's about, you know, let me take a look at it. It's called The Art of Magic. And when you move the stamp, the rabbit goes in and out of the hat. And I told her that long ago, the United States Postal Service, the USPS, they started developing lesson plans for teachers at all grade levels, all the way kindergarten through 12th grade. And they would give you a poster, and it was just yours for the asking. And they gave you a poster. They gave you lesson plans. The lesson plans were related to the standards and the educational code for the state in the United States that you were teaching in. And I always had so much fun doing it. I would add another bulletin board in my classroom. I would put up the poster. I would bring in my collection of commemoratives or some of my old canceled stamps that I had. Some of them my mother had given me back when stamps were 3 cents, 4 cents, that kind of thing. And I really enjoyed doing it. And I thought that it enhanced the experience I was giving my students. None of them, not over 20 years, not one child ever knew what a commemorative stamp was from their home experience for whatever reason. And during the last 3 years for sure of teaching, we were not allowed to do anything like that. And that's just one example. The science fairs ended that we had at schools. A lot of things changed. And when I said, well, what if I just hang the poster up in the back of the room and don't say anything about it? They said no, that I couldn't do that. Everything had to be done in a certain way. And it was at that point that I realized I had to escape. I had to leave. And so I began my journey of how am I going to leave a career that was coming up on 20 years then. And I also wanted to leave real estate because I no longer loved doing the listings or the selling or even the residential appraisal that I had done for so many years. And I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know what to do. So, and also this is before the internet really took off. We were still calling it the World Wide Web and, you know, things were very, very different. So what I did was I asked a few people that I knew and trusted if they knew anyone who had changed their life completely, who had been at a job or in a career and wanted to make a change and had done that successfully. And a couple of people knew a couple of other people. So there's one couple, I talk about them regularly, I've written about them, and they were very excited to invite me to their home. And when I came inside, the first thing they wanted to do was take me in the kitchen. They opened the cupboards, they opened the refrigerator, and what they proceeded to explain to me was that they had not only changed their lives completely, they had both left corporate America, and that was just one piece of it, though. They had also changed the way they ate. There was no processed food in their house. Everything was fresh. Much of it was raw. And they showed me different things. They gave me a green smoothie, which back then, so we're talking 2005 at this point, I didn't know what a green smoothie was. Maybe you did, but I didn't. And I tasted it, and I said, oh, this is different. But I drank it. It was small. Gave it to me in a juice glass, and they had large ones for themselves. But as we began to talk, I realized there was a whole world out there that I could be a part of that I knew nothing about. And the woman had decided to do some day trading. She was learning to do that, and she was flying to different cities not far from California, Denver, Salt Lake City, things like that, to learn. And she would spend 2 or 3 days there, and then she'd come back. And for the next couple of months, she would put into place what she had been taught and the follow-up that those programs gave her. The man was going into real estate, so I was very interesting to them because of that. And he and I did spend time together over the next few months with various aspects of real estate that my experience, not my knowledge so much or my expertise, I didn't have as much of that as I could have, but I had, you know, that experience of being in real estate for a long time. And so I was able to share a lot of things with him and introduce him to some people and provide him with some resources that were valuable. And then they began inviting me to go hiking with them. And they did this on Sundays. And I would meet them at about 5 a.m. at a beautiful park in the northern part of the San Fernando Valley. And the park is called O'Melveny. And we would go hike. And I was exhausted. I wasn't used to getting up early and leaving the house and to do that type of thing. And we would go hiking, and I could make it up just so far, and they would say, okay, we're going to keep going. And they would go all the way to the top, and finally I was able to do that and then look back and see a view of the entire Los Angeles basin, including the ocean. And it was quite gorgeous. And, you know, by then it would be 6:30 or 7 in the morning on a Sunday. They took me to a spiritual center that's a church, but it's more of a spiritual center. It's called Agape. And Reverend Michael Beckwith is there. And he was later in a movie called The Secret that you might be familiar with. And the whole experience was truly life-changing, as you might imagine, from something like this. But I proceeded to begin a journey that I knew at the beginning wasn't going to be short or easy, and I was still willing to do it. And the idea was I wanted to change myself from the inside out. And as a result of that, I very quickly found out about online entrepreneurship. And within a year of meeting this couple and some other people and committing to make this change in my life, I resigned from the school district at the end of the following school year, and I began giving away my best bread and butter real estate clients. So I was burning my ships. I was ready to go it alone and see what that would look like. And all these years, as I continue to do this, I've been growing and learning and changing and impacting first people very close to me, very close friends and family members, and finally people all over the planet, because I'm sharing the experiences and I don't hold anything back. I'm not embarrassed by anything that occurred because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I'm far from being near completion of this journey. I don't know that it would ever be completed, but the enlightenment is coming slowly but surely. Writing is a huge, huge part of it. I had wanted to write from the time I was 11 or 12 years old. I talked about writing and didn't write. And even someone who's extremely well-known told me, his name is J. Michael Straczynski, and Joe, he goes by Joe. And I had a part-time job during a summer at a production company where he was one of the staff writers. And I told him I wanted to write, and I described what I was going to write about. And one day he said to me, Connie, don't tell me what you're going to write. Write it and let me read it. And it was very to the point, straightforward. It wasn't unkind, but it was intimidating to me. And I didn't write, and I didn't share any more stories with him, and I missed a great opportunity. But once I came online, I began writing. I realized very quickly that writing was going to be a huge part of what I was going to need to do to be an online entrepreneur. The writing was mediocre at first. It got better. And at this point, I have written and published well over 2 million words. I have over 20 titles, meaning my nonfiction books. You can see those at ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. I'm now not only an Amazon best-selling author, but also a Wall Street Journal and USA Today best-selling author. And writing continues to make a difference in my life. So please give this some thought. I want you to think about how entrepreneurship can set you on the path of self-improvement and personal development. Both of those phrases I'm using interchangeably. Because we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our families, and to our legacy to do the best we can do while we are here on earth to improve our mind, to improve our body, to improve the person that we are and become closer to the person that we want to be. We're always in that process of becoming the person we're going to be. That was something that I did discover in the classroom early on. I had students of all ages. I taught fifth and sixth for the most part, but I've taught all the way kindergarten through high school and even adult school. And when I had children, let's just say fifth and sixth grade, they would say, oh, you know, Mrs. Green, I'll never be able to do something. And they'd have some reason. And I would say, but that isn't true. You're in the process of becoming the person that you're going to be. You are changing. And they would say, well, are you changing? And I'd say, well, I'm as tall as I'm going to be. But yes, there are things about me that are changing. And but I, you know, I didn't understand the concept, but I knew for them that the person that they were in the fifth grade was only part of the person that they would and could be in sixth grade and beyond. So that's the idea behind all of this. My precept is that anyone can become a successful entrepreneur and can change their life from the inside out if you're willing to commit to doing so and doing the work, not only on a daily basis, but on a moment-to-moment basis. What are you doing right now that will improve your life? Are you reading? Are you listening to audiobooks? I listen a little bit more than I read these days, but I still like to read. I still like to see the words moving across the page in front of my eyes. I'm writing every day. I want you to write. Think of it as journaling in the beginning, but finally, it's your legacy. And the writing I want you to take a look at for me, it's my third blog, and it's at mondaymorningmellow.com. And please opt in there if you haven't already. I email that list about twice a month, and on a Monday morning, of course. And that will give you more insight into what I mean with a lot of what I'm sharing today and more about myself and what I'm sharing. Because we all have stories that must be told. You know, long, long ago, storytelling was the way that everything was passed down through generations. Before there were books, before anything was ever recorded, written, or audio, or anything, or video was not even heard of at that time. So it was stories that were shared out loud from the elders to the children and back again. So think about all of this. I would love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Reach out to me. My main site is ConnieReaganGreen.com and connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. So this is the episode for Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Please subscribe. Please leave me a gentle review. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you and finding out how I can be part of your journey as you change your life, change yourself from the inside out. Thank you for being here. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green.